Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
When you're a lobbyist, every day is different. Some days are fairly calm, other days are frantic. Yesterday was frantic on steroids. It began at 3 a.m. trying desperately to find a topic for this broadcast. Some days are easy, and the script nearly writes itself, but on slow news days, it can be a challenge. By 5 a.m., it was written, recorded, and distributed in time for those stations that air it during morning drive time. Then began preparations for the day itself. Hearings on one or two bills on the same day is normal. Three hearings is not, and yesterday was a three-hearing day. The first was a hearing on a statewide homosexual non-discrimination ordinance, similar to local ordinances that have been passed in five Montana cities. This is the type of law that's been used to browbeat Christians in other states, so stopping it here was imperative. The hearing began at 8 a.m., but we were in line in front of the hearing room by 7:30 to ensure that we would get a seat. Sure enough, the room filled up, and people had to stand in the hallway. Then began the ordeal of sitting. There were two other bills before the homosexual rights bill. They opened the hearing on our bill at about 9:30. The sponsor took about 15 minutes to open, then the chairman gave each side 40 minutes to present their testimony. Our turn came at 10 a.m. We'd been sitting for 2 hours. By the time the sponsor closed, we'd been there for nearly 3.5 hours. One bill down, two to go. After the first bill, it was back to the office for a quick lunch and final edits on my testimony for the afternoon. The hearing in House Education began at 3 o'clock. By then, we'd been at it for 12 hours. Our first bill created education savings accounts for kids with special needs. As predicted, the education lobby was out in force, led by the teachers' union. They've been asking for more money for special ed all session. Our bill would place the money currently being spent on a special needs student in the public schools into a special state-controlled savings account so the parents could then take that money and find an educational option that works for their child. To listen to the education lobby, you'd think that allowing a child and their parents to explore other options would be the end of the world as we know it. The hearing went on for an hour and a half. Two bills down, one to go. Unfortunately, there was another bill between us and our final bill. We went into a holding pattern for an hour and a half. By then, it was nearly 6 o'clock. Our final bill to create public charter schools was another bill that brought the education lobby out in force. They seriously believe there should be no options other than their one-size-fits-all system, even though 1,500 kids every year fail to graduate. It's frustrating, but the powers that be march lockstep to maintain their control. The hearing and the day ended at about 7 o'clock. We'd been at it for about 16 hours, but it was worth it. There's an old saying, the world is run by those who show up. We'd shown up, and we'd made our case. It's a privilege that we take seriously. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.